And we thank you, our King. We thank you, our Father. We ask that you strengthen us with might by your Spirit that is in our inner man. Cause us to perceive things that are spiritually discerned, that we might be made wise by the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. You may be seated.
2 Corinthians chapter 4. I want to talk about the spirit of faith. The spirit of faith. We began touching that scripture, but we did not emphasize the subject, the spirit of faith. And so the Bible says, we having the same spirit of faith, verse 13. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. We having the same spirit of faith, as it is written, I have believed, and therefore I have spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. We have in the same spirit of faith. Next scripture will be Psalms 116, verse number 10. Psalms 116, verse number 10. This is David speaking. He said, I believed, therefore I have spoken. Now it's verse 10a. I believed, therefore I have spoken. It means that my speaking is a result of my believing. And when a believer is operating by the spirit of faith, the evidence is that he speaks what God is saying. It's on the account of the spirit of faith that we're going to discover several things. But I would like us to take it step by step. The first thing I would like us to see here is that faith is born of the Spirit. When we went to Bible school, there were some mechanical things that our instructors taught us concerning faith. That if you keep saying something, saying, I am healed, 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 it's going to come to pass. I came to tell you that that is not true. You need to understand the spirit of faith. Faith is not a function of what you do. Faith fundamentally, first and foremost, is born, is a product of the activity of the Spirit. There is something that the Spirit of God does on the heart of a believer that gives him the capacity to walk with God. Faith doesn't begin with you, it begins with the Spirit. And that's why we are trying to identify what the spirit of faith does in the life of a believer. It gives you the ability to believe in a thing and also the capacity to speak what you have believed. That's the evidence that you are operating by the spirit of faith. There is a believing that gives you grace to believe, and there is also a resultant speaking that comes out of your believing. That's what the spirit of faith does. And it's in a congregation like this. So many people can claim to be walking in faith. I remember for a long time I was attending a faith-based church. And everybody was speaking positive. It is well. You are blessed. You are lifted. You are hired. You are exalted. You are this and all. But you see, the lives of the people didn't change. Because what they were doing was that they were parroting positive confessions. And positive confessions is not the same as the spirit of faith. Positive confessions are good. One of the things that positive confession does is that it affects you. Because when the devil comes and the devil begins to tempt you, the devil begins to try to bend your mind, and it happens to be that your utterances has more authority than your thoughts. Doubt is a product of your thoughts. Faith comes from your spirit. So when your mind is under attack, when lust is trying to pick up your mind, when all kinds of things are operating in your mind, that's when you need to use the authority of the tongue, which is superior to that of your thought. And you begin to speak, you begin to confess, you begin to confess. You will discover that you will dislodge the presence of mind-bending spirits because your utterances has more authority than your thoughts. Now that's the place of confession. But what I'm saying, the speakings of faith is not a product of confession. The speakings of faith is a product of a spirit that is at work in your life. Now, so the Bible says, we, having the same spirit of faith. What it enables us to do is that it gives us the capacity to believe things beyond the scope of our five physical senses, and also gives us the capacity to speak them. Now, so if in a congregation like this, we want to know who is operating by faith, it is very easy for us to do so. Okay. You are not with me. So let's try a few scriptures. These few scriptures will open up what I'm trying to share with us. Many, many mechanical things that people get involved in, and they call it faith. Once, let's go to Ipole, and you stay in Ipole for 1 month, and you meet the confrontations of the kingdom of darkness. You will know whether your faith is, whether you are doing something mechanical, or your faith is genuine. So, because of the rural missions that I got to do early in life, I knew that faith was not a matter that we should attempt to fake. If the Holy Spirit has not furnished faith upon the heart of the believer, let him wait in prayer until the Holy Spirit does that. Because this thing we are talking about is occasioned by the active presence and functionality of a spirit, not something you are trying to do. Because Samson, that was anointed by God, knew what the anointing enables him to do. So even though the anointing was not there, he still could occasion the mechanical aspect. And it was unfortunate for him the day he was expecting God to move, and what he had left was mechanical. That day was the day when his tragedy began. So many people doing it, many mechanical things, calling it faith. No. Let us start from the beginning. It is the Holy Spirit that furnishes that conviction upon the face of your heart, that gives you believing capacity. And the way he does it is that he furnishes the reality of that which you cannot see upon your heart. And then he causes your spiritual senses to be able to articulate the reality of that thing. The resultant effect of that articulation is that you begin to speak the thing as if it was existing. This kind of thing cannot happen just because you are taught how to speak. It's a product of a spirit. All right, come with me. Let's do a little Bible study for the little time that we have on our hands. Numbers chapter 13. I've been in circumstances where it was not in my interest for me to be faking faith, as I've seen many people done. Those circumstances were dire circumstances. It's either you hear God well, or you are not likely to survive. If you have ever been there before, you will know that faking it is not an option. So many people speaking positive language, you are lifted, you are higher, you are exalted, you are all of that, and still yet the life has not changed. So if we are going to start the subject of faith, then we need to understand that it is a spirit. Just like we have the spirit of intercession. And most of you that are prayer people, you know what the spirit of intercession is. There are times you begin prayer mechanically. And the reason why you are doing it mechanically is because the spirit has not yet come. But when the spirit comes, you know how it takes you. And it gives you capacity. It's the same thing I'm saying here. That faith is powered by a spirit. Your ability to believe and to walk in the light of what you have believed is powered by an operating system called the spirit of faith. Are you here? All right. So let's do Numbers chapter 13. This is Moses. Moses, for the first time in his prophetic ministry, was compelled to send spies to spy a land. And this was the result of the adventure of the spies. And when Numbers chapter 13 verse 26. Numbers 13 verse 26. Because of time, I cannot read the entire stretch. But I will do a little reading so that you can follow the progression. And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel unto the wilderness of Paran, to Kadesh, and they brought back word unto them and unto the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him and said, we came into the land whither thou sendest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. We have evidence to show that the prophetic word you give us about the description of this land by the Spirit of God happens to be true. This is the sign to show that there is abundance. The soil can support agriculture. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. What verse is that? 21:8. Okay, go on. 29. Verse 29, please. And the Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. Jump to 31, please. Jump to 31. And the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go against the people, for they are stronger than we. This, when they went for the spy adventure and got back, the search party and the spy party was a congregation, a platoon of 12 men. And when this platoon got back, it was the same things they saw. There was a fragmentation in the camp of spies. And it would have been better if it was 6-6. But unfortunately, it was 10-2. Now, this was the perspective of the other two. Verse 30 that I jumped. That's the word. That's the word of Caleb. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. Unfortunately, there were only two people that were talking about the possibility of overcoming. There were 10 people that were talking about the utter failure, even when they had not tried their weapons, they had not tried their skills. A defeatist mentality was what the 10 guys subscribed to. All right. Because 10 is more than 2, this was the effect that the two reports had on the congregation. 14 verse 1. And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night, and all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron. And the whole congregation said unto them, would God that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would God we had died in the wilderness? And wherefore had God brought us unto this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be a prey? Were it not better for us to return into Egypt? And they said one unto another, let us make a captain and let us return to Egypt. And Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before all the assembly of the congregation of the children of Israel. And Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, rent their clothes. So the testimony of the two men continued. Now, you see, the thing about... Okay, let me not... This reading is so sweet, so let's not break it. They rent their clothes, and they speak unto the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we passed through and searched it is an exceeding good land. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Only rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear not, for they are bread with us, for us. Their strength is departed from them. There are three things. They say the people are bread for us. Why? Because their strength is departed from them. And it happens to be that our own strength is still intact. because the Lord is with us. Now, let me run a diagnosis quickly. We still have a few more scriptures to read, but we want to run a diagnosis quickly. And the diagnosis that I want to run is in the book of Numbers, chapter 14, verse 24. This is God's scan. God gave us a scan result of the condition of Joshua and Caleb. But my servant Caleb, he said that all those spies and all the people that disbelieved him will die in the wilderness. They will not see the promised land. But my servant Caleb, and God told us what made Caleb and Joshua different. And he said that they had another spirit. Now, that spirit that God confirmed that they had in the book of Numbers, chapter 14, verse 24, is what we call in the New Testament the spirit of faith. So if we check the reaction of Caleb, the reaction of Joshua on that mission that they went, and the reports that they brought back, we'll see the symptoms, the characteristics of the spirit of faith when it's at work in the life of a man. Don't forget where we started. Don't forget. There's nothing you can do in the flesh that will result in faith. Because faith begins when the Holy Spirit furnishes the reality of things that your senses cannot handle upon your spirit. When that activity of the Spirit of God has been done, it means faith has been born. You know, I said that we are creatures that were created to function in the God class, and part of our characteristics is that we were created with the capacity to believe. Your believing capacity is tied to, dependent on the Holy Spirit, who comes to furnish the reality of things that your senses cannot handle. It is only when that happens that you are already under the influence of the spirit of faith. One of the unique evidences that a man is under the influence of the spirit of faith is that man, number one, hallelujah, are you still with me? The man with the spirit of faith can see victory even before it is revealed to others. You can see victory. You see, the other guys that went to spy came back and the spirit of faith was not at work on their lives. In fact, what was at work on them was the spirit of doubt. And the thing is that the spirit of faith and the spirit of doubt is contagious. So when they came to the congregation to bring their testimony, you will notice that the congregation took the orientation of the aspect of the spies that had numerical strength. And even though they had not yet fought, they had not yet been defeated, they cried all night. Because what was manipulating that congregation was a spirit. So the battle here was, who is going to gain mastery of the congregation? Is it the people operating with the spirit of doubt or the people operating with the spirit of faith? But unfortunately, the congregation was influenced more by the people that had the spirit of doubt. People cried all night when they had not yet seen the land. They were only operating on the word that people brought as spies. And those words were so potent that they occasioned all night crying. A spirit was involved, but it was not the spirit of faith. It was God himself that was now analyzing what was at work in the life of Joshua, the life of Caleb, and he said that Caleb has another spirit. So what was wrong with Caleb, what was at work in Caleb, was the activity of his spirit. And it was that spirit that gave him the perspective of positivity. It was that spirit that was responsible for his comportment. It was that spirit that was responsible for his response. It was that spirit that was responsible for his testimony. A lot of us in this day of fake faith, because I've seen people preach textbook faith, you don't come follow me to the village. Let's dwell in Ipole and also move to Jatoka. Your textbook faith will crumble. You see, don't. There's so much mechanical faith there going on.
Meanwhile, the just was intended to live by faith. That's the design. We were structured to operate that way. And faith has its roots. The source of faith is what? Is a spirit. And if that spirit has furnished its perspective upon your heart, if this activity of that spirit has begun upon your heart, the spirit has the ability to give you an understanding that is deeper than the situation. And that understanding becomes the atmosphere from whence you can accommodate possibilities beyond what the circumstances sustain. That spirit has the capacity to make you see your vista, your perspective. It influences it. All the way from your heart, your perspective is influenced. And so they went to view the same situation, but the testimonies that they brought back, the feedback that they brought back, was influenced by the spirit that was at work in them. Hallelujah. All right. So we said that the first manifestation of the spirit of faith is that it gives you the capacity to see victory before it is revealed to others. It gives you the capacity to see victory before it is revealed to others. I have a friend in Lagos. I called him a technocrat. God spoke to him to plant a church in a certain place, and that place in Lagos, you hardly find a place to plant a church because it is fully developed. There's no possibility of you finding a place, a venue to rent, or a ready-made place for you to be holding fellowships. And so when he came to that place, there was a mechanic workshop. And in that mechanic workshop, he could see the fellowship building in the mechanic workshop. So he went and spoke to the landlord that he wants part of this mechanic workshop. So he paid for it. And when he wanted to bring people to come and see the place, people saw mechanic workshop and it was so irritating to them, so he stopped bringing them. And then he called the welder, called so many people, and they began to work, and he was paying from his pocket. Because the other guys could not see what he was seeing, it was obvious that nobody would support such a project. So he wanted to bring the project to the point of completion before he brings people. If you are somebody that is operating by the spirit of faith, there are several people you need to keep far away from your life as you are acting on the basis of the spirit of faith. Because as you are attempting to act on it, that faith is fragile, like a newborn. And people can come and help you puncture it with their unbelief. And so he brought his welder, brought stuff, and raised the place, and then he got the guys that sell the rugs and the walls, they padded the walls and all of that, and put lights, and the place was so, in fact, I went to preach there. It's a container, but you never know. When he finished building it, now those same people he brought that could not see anything there, he now called them and said, "See, we have a venue and we have a place now." It was the spirit of faith that was at work in him. He could see the victory before it was revealed to others. Others can see the product of the spirit of faith and celebrate with you later. Don't carry others along when they cannot see the victory. What Caleb and Joshua would have done was that there would have been a quiet screening behind the scene to know who would talk before the congregation. But unfortunately, everybody was given the opportunity, the floor, and the entire space was polluted. The spirit of faith gives you the ability to see victory. Victory before it is revealed to others. Hallelujah. There was a missionary that came to Nigeria not too long ago. He came in 1990. And when he came to the airport, the first few people that he opened up to about his mission they duped him at the Lagos airport. Now, if that kind of experience happens to you, and you are on a mission trip, he just needed little assistance there, and the people saw that he was vulnerable, and they duped him. But you see, his sense of mission was much more than the setback that he had experienced at the airport. So he still continued that mission and came to that mission field 14 other times after the first time, because the spirit of faith that was at work in him, from that perspective, it was not possible for one or two eventualities to stop what he had captured in the spirit. When you find people that chicken out too quickly, get discouraged too easily, throw in the towel too quickly, it is an indication that nothing has happened in their spirit. Nothing has happened in their spirit. If something happens in your spirit, it will be difficult for a natural thing to be the reason why you will abandon it. Now, so many people that speak faith language, speak faith realities, faith adventure, faith, it's when we come to the table of practicality that we will know if the Holy Spirit ever moved on your heart at all. Because if the Holy Ghost moved, he will give you the tensile stress strength to be able to go beyond initial resistances that seem to be contradictory to your pursuit. Because the spirit of faith makes you see victory before it is visible to others. That's the first symptom. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. It makes you see victory. I'd like us to look at Numbers chapter 14. Is it 14 verse 9? Numbers chapter 14 verse 9. We'll see the statement of Joshua. It was obvious that he was seeing something different from what the congregation was seeing. Only rebel ye not against the Lord, neither fear the people of the land, for their bread for us, their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Now let us see the testimony of the other people, because this is the testimony that came born on the shoulders of the spirit of faith. We'd like to see the testimony from the other side. If you go to verse number 13, chapter 13, sorry, verse 31, you see a sum total of the perspective of the people operating under the spirit of doubt. But the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. I thought it was when you attempt to fight and you are defeated that you accept that you are weak. But these ones, because of the spirit of doubt that was at work in them, they already saw defeat before it was revealed. Because of the spirit of faith that was at work in Joshua and Caleb, they saw victory before it was revealed to others. So what makes you think that men are the same? Men are not the same. But what differentiates men is what the economy that is at work upon their heart. That's what determines whether you are operating at your least potential or whether you are operating at your greatest potential. I've said it again and again that in the spirit, in the flesh, we operate at our least potential. And in the spirit, we operate at our greatest potential. So there are people that accepted defeat even before they ever tried to engage. And the spirit of doubt is a relative of the spirit of fear. It was that spirit of doubt that was the lens through which they saw the land. And when they saw the land through the spirit of doubt, because the meaning of doubt is that they were not confident that the Lord was with them. So when they saw the land through the spirit of doubt, the resultant effect was a very captivating spirit of fear. The spirit of doubt that opens the door to the spirit of fear And the spirit of fear will make you a defeated person even without a fight. So the spirit of faith makes you see victory before it is what? Revealed to others. The question here is, how did some of the children of Israel so belittle God? How come they were able to belittle God and God's ability and God's sovereignty and God's power, even though they had seen the miraculous find expression through the ministry of Moses? And through the ministry of Moses, they were able to see the faithfulness of God and the capacity of God. The God that could take Egypt. How come the same people in the same lifetime were able to condescend to this beggarly state? Hallelujah. It's because doubt is a spirit. It's because fear is a spirit. But you know, we said something the other day. Hallelujah. If I feed myself with the word of God, I will give God the opportunity to give me an understanding of himself. And every walk of faith is predicated on a self, it's an understanding that God brings through the instrumentality of inspiration. Oh, I forgot to answer a question. Somebody was asking a question, was it yesterday? Because I said that inspiration is critical to the formation of faith. Faith stands on an understanding that comes by the Spirit of God. And I consulted with the book of Job, chapter 32, verse 8, how that Elihu said there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. Now that is the reaction that takes place. Every work of faith is predicated on a privately given understanding that comes from the Lord. You know, it's just like when the woman with the alabaster box came into the room and she unveiled the box, the content of the box, and anointed Jesus, and all of that took place. Now, there were many, many options, many, many suggestions of what was going on that came from the congregation. One of the suggestions of what was going on came from some of the apostles. Another one came from the Pharisees that were sitting there. And in fact, the Pharisees said, if this man were a prophet, he would have known what sort of woman was doing this to him. That means, in the estimation of the Pharisees, Jesus did not qualify to be a prophet. Because if he was, he would have known. Someone else in the hall who happens to be a disciple now say, what a waste. Because what that person saw was the market value of the ointment that was unveiled. And those days, ointments and elixirs of that nature were not kept in bottles, they were kept in boxes. That means if you unveil it, there's no way to cock it back. You need to use it. It has been spent. So when he checked, by reason of market value and economics, he said, Kai, this is a waste. All those were perspectives. And each of those perspectives came from an understanding. The perspectives were not empty of an inner reaction on the heart. Now, I don't have time to begin to dig into the perspectives. You will find that Satan actually internally attempts to explain things to you. And God also is actually struggling to internally explain things to you. And the Bible says when Jesus had understood it, it means it took some time before the Holy Spirit began to bring understanding to Jesus. When Jesus has understood it, what did Jesus say? He said, leave her alone, because in this that she's doing, she's preparing me for my burial. Jesus now knew that he will no longer be anointed when he dies. That this is the anointing that will suffice for the anointing of his burial. Because the guys that came to anoint him according to the custom did not find him in the grave. He was anointed beforehand. And Jesus
understood. That's how it happens. The Holy Spirit will have to give you an understanding. And that understanding comes through an inspiration. And the question that the brother brought was, okay. We understand it will come by inspiration. What's the difference between an inspiration and a revelation? If you check your Bible, you'll find out that those are the two major ways God speaks. He either speaks by inspiration or revelation. Every other category is under one of these two. And I taught us here the difference between inspiration and revelation. What gives us understanding is inspiration. Now, there is one word that we can use to differentiate between the two. Just one word. If you forget every other thing, don't forget this. In inspiration, what God is doing is that He's bringing to your remembrance some things that you have known before that are relevant for the now. So the key word for inspiration is remembrance. How many of you have ever been in an exam hall and when you finished the exam and came out, then you now remembered what you were supposed to write? It means you lacked inspiration. Because the time when it mattered most, you were blank. There is no evidence that you went for that exam. There's no evidence that you know the question. Because you were devoid of inspiration. That's how the quiz of life is. You don't need to know everything. You just need to know the right thing at the right time. And that's why you have a spirit that will bring it to your remembrance. That's when it is most needed. That is when it's most essential. That's the nature of inspiration. Something you already know that is the insight for the moment, the Holy Ghost will bring it to your remembrance. So the key word for inspiration is remembrance. And then a revelation goes beyond what you know. A revelation is a disclosure. It takes you outside of your box. You don't know that thing, so God wants to disclose it. That's a revelation. Do you understand that? That is what? A revelation. It is beyond the scope of what you know. For instance, one of the acid tests to test whether, okay, like when I'm ministering and then it drops on my spirit that, okay, there is somebody that did not sleep yesterday. The first test I run on that word is, was I thinking about this thing before? If I wasn't thinking about it before, it means it was not a product of my thinking. It is a disclosure from God. It's a revelation. It's outside of my thinking box. This one was given to me. Is that clear? Do you understand that? So a revelation takes you beyond what you know. An inspiration brings to your remembrance something you have already known. The Bible says that it is the inspiration of the Almighty that gives us understanding. And the Bible also says that by faith we understand. There is an understanding that is by faith. It is from that understanding that we engage God and obey Him at that level. And when people look at us from the natural, what we did was a risk. But in the light of that understanding, it's not a risk. It's just natural for you to operate that way. So the spirit of faith talks about the activity of the Holy Spirit in making us maximize our fullest capacity in having the ability to believe beyond our senses. Because a faith preacher once said that if you only believe the things you see, you are blind. And I said that also. You are blind. So you could see that because of the workings of God, because of the spirit of faith that was activated in the heart of Joshua and Caleb, even their own perception was influenced by the spirit of faith. 12 people just went to observe something. The mission was to observe. And when they came back, their testimony was different because they were seeing from different lenses. Are you with me? They were seeing from different lenses. They were not the same sort of people. And when God was analyzing Caleb and telling us about the substance with which Caleb was operating, He said another spirit was upon him. It's a different spirit that was upon Caleb. And that spirit God was talking about was the spirit of faith. It will make you see differently. It will make you respond differently. It will make you talk differently. It will make... See, remain in the place of prayer until the Holy Ghost moves on your heart. Because faith is not one of the things you can do mechanically. I've seen so many attempts. People try to make faith look like a science. They try to make faith look like something that is not spirit engineered. Because you know how you behaved the last time God was moving on your heart. So you now copy it and think that thing you are doing is faith. You are in a mechanical world. And it's when real demons that are collide with you, enter into your space, that you find out that thing you have will not survive the winter.
Hallelujah. Yes, so where are we?
I said, what?
Those of you online, I hope you are following. It's time for us to walk out of the cocoon of mechanical faith and trust the Lord in the place of prayer, in the place of intercepting with the word of God. Trust Him to furnish, to move upon our hearts and furnish realities that will give us an understanding that will occasion a walk with God, which is a walk of faith. Because it's part of our destiny that the just shall live by faith. Now, first of all, I'd like us to understand that the spirit of faith doesn't only enable you to see victory before it is revealed to others. It also enables you to speak that victory. And this is not mechanical confession. This is speaking by the instrumentality of a spirit that has given you the ability to believe a thing which your senses cannot handle. Are you here? Okay, let's do a few scriptures quickly. Some of the golden scriptures of faith that you know. Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11. Verse 19. Mark 11, 19. And when even was come, he went out of the city. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. Oh, you might not know what is happening. So, okay, I think you know what is happening. You are familiar with the scripture. The same fig tree that Jesus cursed. And said, no man will eat of you forever. Because the way figs are, is that if figs begin to produce leaves, the fruit is blended with the leaves. So he produces leaves and fruit. So Jesus now went to the fig tree to look for fruit because it had produced leaves. Only for Jesus to discover that the thing only had leaves and there was no fruit. And Jesus cursed the fig tree. If you are an unbeliever there, you will say, hunger don't catch up. You will think that that was a reaction that came out of terrible hunger. But it was a principle he was trying to teach. And the reason why he cursed the fig tree, it is not that day that what he wanted to teach manifested. There was no teaching that day. He wanted to teach. He cursed the fig tree and they went. It was when they were coming the next day that they discovered, it was somebody that drew his attention. Not him himself. See the fig tree that you cursed the other time. It has dried up from the root. He said, then he now began his lecture. I like Jesus. Because you would have accused him that hunger made Jesus to do. He acted out of hunger. We now see that the lesson took place the next day. When the effect of his words had come to pass. And then Jesus now gave us the golden principle of faith. And Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. This is the scripture, one of the very strong scriptures that God gave to Kenneth Hagin. That was the reason for all of his faith ministry. And have faith in God. Alright? But what that scripture really reads from the original text is have the God kind of faith. Have the God kind of faith. It means there are kinds of faith. You know, that's why I was saying that when we read that scripture, we also having the same spirit of faith. I was saying the word same there is a common ground of comparison. And what we are comparing with is God's faith. So it is actually possible for us to function in the God kind of faith. Have the God kind of faith. In teaching us about the God kind of faith, Jesus made some very, very strong statement, the God kind of faith. And Jesus answered and said unto them, have faith in God, or have the God kind of faith. For verily, verily, I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea,
and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things that he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. So there are two things that took place there. He said, if you can say to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in your heart, but shall believe. Now, even though he said the saying before the believing, the order is that you will believe first before you see. So, and I'm saying that you were created in the God class, and one of the characteristics of the way you were created was that you were created with the capacity to believe, and your believing is a function of the moving of the Holy Spirit in your heart to furnish the reality of things that your five physical senses cannot relate with. Are you still with me? All right. And then he's now saying, if that believing is in place and you speak, your utterances will come forth with creative authority. And you'll be able to change things in the natural realm by operating the same way God operated. And the way God operated was that he believed before he spoke. And the first time words were used, it was not for communication, but it was for creation. So the second evidence that the spirit of faith is at work is that you will be able to speak out of the convictions that is gathered upon your heart. That's the key to miracles. That's the key to miracles. You speak out of the convictions that are in your heart. It will display spirits. It will reorganize the atmosphere. That's how changes find expression. When you look at some people's lives and it's as if almost always positive things happen to them, it is because of spiritual principles, because God is no respecter of persons. The thing is this, and one of my responsibilities as a teaching priest is to break principles that people call complex and to put it in a sequence that is easy for the most recent believer to practice, because God is no respecter of persons. If we are practicing the principles of God, we should see the results of that practice. That's one of my assignments. It's to demystify things so that everybody can walk in victory, because there's so much grace available for actualization. Why will we walk in darkness? It is not favoritism, it is walking in principles. Your life are held up in the integrity of the principles that you are engaging. And that's why there is permanency, there's consistency, there's victory. Meanwhile, the same way the guy under the influence of the spirit of faith is seeing victory, is walking in victory, and the only thing in his face is victory. That's the same way somebody operating under the spirit of doubt will be seeing defeat and seeing defeat. I've had times of counseling with people in my office. And then you see one day I just announced that, okay, I'm available for counseling. And then this whole corridor was filled up outside. They were sitting according to the way they came. So I walked past and entered into the office. The first thing I tried to diagnose, my own stethoscope, is a spiritual one. My stethoscope. The first thing I tried to diagnose is the spirit of doubt. When you hear someone telling you a story of defeat, and that story is so detailed, there's something wrong with the person's heart. The person's heart has not come in contact with the spirit that gives understanding. Now, in that state, he cannot be helped. You see, you need to refer the person to the prayer hall for the person to exercise his spirit, to create the possibility for the Holy Ghost to land in the airport of his heart and furnish something. Because he's only conscious of the defeats. It's a perspective that I know very well that the spirit of doubt and the spirit of fear will always create. And that's the only thing he can see. We were here. We just finished the meeting. And one of the pastors that sat with us came to me and said, he has not eaten since how many days? I said, oh, that's... So I gave him all the money in my pocket.
And I know that that money was not less than 10,000 that night, at least. If you are going to eat 10,000 naira food in the food basket of the nation, you will be filled. I'm aware of that. After the second night of the meeting, the pastor still has had a need. So I wanted to hear him out. At least he's a pastor. He said he didn't eventually eat it. So I wanted to... His story is interesting because since he said he didn't eventually eat, I wanted to really extract this story. Because was he robbed from this place to the location of... let's find out what happened. If he was robbed, he left this place not to eat because he's married. I was expecting that he would eat 5,000 and then his wife would eat 5,000 and then the memory of not eating for 2 days will be blotted out. Then, when the strength comes, they should make their spirit available so that the Spirit of God can land on the airport of their heart. The moment you have an understanding that is induced by the Spirit of God, your possibilities have changed. But the first emergency is to ensure that they have enough physical strength to survive. That's the reason for which I offloaded my pocket. And he said he didn't really eat. So it's 4 days now that they have not eaten. So I was very interested in the story. The moment he left here with the 10,000, he crossed over to the other side where they bet. They do Niger bet. He crossed there and it was the whole 10,000 he invested. He invested in a soccer game. Something Liverpool was playing. And he invested and the whole 10,000 was lost. Hallelujah. Then I realized that the pastor didn't need money. That it was out of compassion that I gave him money because my heart is tender. I found out he didn't need money. That he was better off when he was kobo-less. That would have referred him straight to the prayer floor without aiding him. Because what he needs is to expose his spirit. Let his spirit become a talmac for the Holy Ghost to come and furnish something by inspiration. So that second night, he was without support. He behaved very well that second night. Anything that is closing your eyes to God must be removed. Because I was an idol in his eyes. He felt that as long as I had a tender heart, he had support. And it was true. Until I investigated the story and I discovered he needs hunger will help him. He now went and started seeking God. And the moment he found the Lord, he has not come back. May you find the Lord. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Because we're all designed by God to live by faith. For the way of the just, that's the way of the just. Except we want to begin to cut corners, but the way of the just, the way of the just is defined. The just shall live by faith. Not theoretical, mechanical faith. I'm talking about real spirit-induced possibilities. Are you with me? All right. Let me give you the last scripture with which we'll begin to pray. Can you turn with me quickly to the book of Isaiah? Turn with me quickly. This scripture, you must never forget it. Isaiah chapter 8, verse 20. Isaiah chapter 8, verse 20. To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. So you can actually use this is a scripture of diagnosis. If they speak not according to this word, what is the diagnosis? There is no light. Do you still remember that the Bible said that the entrance of his word, it giveth light? Did he stop there? He went further to say, he giveth what? On that light, the errand of that light is not yet accomplished until it brings you to the point of understanding. Understanding makes you operate on a higher level than a normal man. Understanding is the code, the secret by which you achieve what you achieve. The Bible says that the entrance of his word giveth light, and it giveth what? Understanding to the simple. And this scripture is a scripture of diagnosis. It says to the law and to the prophets, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Can you take an inventory of all your ancestors that you met? Did you meet your grandfather? You met your grandfather? Did you meet your grandfather? You met your grandfather? You met your grandfather? You didn't meet your grandfather. Did you meet your grandfather? You didn't meet him. Now let me tell you something. You can actually quantify the light all these people had. Did your grandfather do something that nobody in his time did? Was there your father? What level of influence did he wield? Because we cannot separate influence from spirit. Was it by demonic spirits he wielded the influence, or by the Lord? If he knew the Lord and he was a man of influence, then there was some light. He was working with an understanding that did not come through the school he attended. An understanding that was a function of the inspiration of the Almighty. There is no situation that is so difficult that can hinder destiny. Because destiny is a program from eternity. But you see, the day-to-day administration of destiny is at the mercy of inspiration. To the law and to the testimony. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light. As long as you have light in you, your speaking will be different from the speaking of normal people. As long as you have light in you, what your life will produce will be different from what the people in your lineage has ever produced. As long as there is light in you, no one can predict what will happen in your life in the next 5 years. As long as there is light. Don't tell me you are incapacitated. That word doesn't exist around spirits. In a community that there is spirit advantage, that the spirit can be evolved, incapacitation is not a possibility. That's why the Bible says that the Spirit of God helpeth our infirmities. Anything that will make you incapacitated is taken care of by a spirit economy. And this spirit that we're talking about, the reason why it's in your heart is because that's the most difficult place to plow your heart. Oh, it's your core, your epicenter. It's a stronghold of your possibilities. And that's why everything the Holy Spirit paints is around the corridor of your heart. Because if by any means some light is packed in that heart, your life will take a different pattern than, I don't know. Oh boy, how many are you in your family? Bona fide children of your father? 18. That is just a number. As long as there is light in you, your life will produce a result. A result that no one else, irrespective of where they trained, in Harvard or in Oxford, is immaterial. What we have seen over the years is that many that rose in Nigeria rose without light. If a government comes into power, it is easy for you to know if they have light. And you know what? The source of this light that we speak of is the Holy Ghost. And if he doesn't give light, then you can be sure that we have been walking in darkness as a nation. To the law and to the testimony. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. For many years in Benue State, we have lived without light. Without light in the affairs of our leadership. And it is from one darkness to another darkness. From insecurity to economic meltdown. Non-payment of salaries in the new strategy. And then no health care. we went to a big local government, like Ukum local government, in one of the supposed nodal points, even Chito, and I was looking for a hospital or a clinic or a place where healthcare delivery was given, and there was none. And you need to see the population. And the savior of that locality was a quack patent medicine shop owner. And I also hear that he has the ability, the wisdom to give him injections. It is not too difficult for you to know that we are living in the absence of light. It's not too difficult. He gave us the acid test. He said, to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this world, it is because there is no light in them. Men of faith are men of light. There are things that break upon their heart that gives them a different scope of understanding. And we are tired of walking in darkness. Arise, shine. For your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For Gentiles, they shall come into your light, and kings into the brightness of thy rising. Just in case that your ministry is only attracting Gentiles, it means your light is not in the fullest extent. Because kings will only come in the brightness of... Yeah, kings will come, but it is when your brightness is in the fullest peak. That's the one that kings will see and come. The brightness of your rising. No one can define the possibilities that abound with a man that has access to the inspiration of the Almighty. We want to pray in a moment, because 2020 is actually a year of light, where the Lord will begin to give fresh directions, new directions. He'll begin to fracture the lives of men and bring them into a different order of possibility. By light, by a new understanding, by a new insight, and with every strand of new insights and new possibilities. And Gentiles will come into your light, and kings will come into the brightness of your rising. Hallelujah. We are going to pray. He said, if you can say to this mountain, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, and you say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. We are going to practice that. Because God is not a man that he should lie. Be thou removed. There is faith in my heart concerning Corona. There is faith. And we want to tell Corona, be thou removed. Be thou cast into the sea. Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. Can we do that? The next 30 minutes. Be thou removed. Be thou removed. Be thou removed. Is there something that the devil is trying to plant around your life? An identity. Can you come on the offensive and say, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. His grace, your grace, I have nothing without you. Your grace shines on me. Be thou removed. Grace, your grace, I have nothing without you. Are you talking in a supre? Maborantos kipros kabala tua la mande. Kovescu preketenda sumana ondelia.
Ibra manson de le coria braskito comprescava la masibria tabolocos galahi. Shamate scopre che velete cuse catatai capunda la besobria tabolocosa. Mai so salico presco velami salababoria, samena branta babolocosche, ramena supria tababalata branta babolocosche, samena branta babola. Aparata branta basubria tababoshi makadia branta babole balata lama. Shines on me, shines on me. Your grace is shines on me. Shines on me, shines on me. Is your grace.
Abrescompere de bosonda da babo. Thank you, Lord.
He said, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you will say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. Can we address the mountain called Corona? Coronavirus. Be thou removed. Be thou removed. Be thou removed. And be thou cast into the sea. Be thou removed. And be thou cast into the sea. Can you exercise your faith? Be thou removed. Be thou removed. Be thou removed. Be thou removed and be thou cast. Be thou cast into the sea. Be thou removed and be thou cast. We curse Corona. We curse you to your root. You have no place upon the face of the earth. You have no place in Nigeria. You have no place in Benue State. You have no place in West Africa. And so be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. Be thou removed in the name of Jesus. Be thou removed in the name of Jesus. Brescofe la muco sata la barato minacadia. Lesova eco pre camparato. Escombe le cusa macadia mansella uke barato. Mandoro coschete brende. Quero vosebria tababulia. Be thou removed. Be thou removed. Be thou removed. And be thou cast into the sea. Labo samacanda. Ibrascata babori bacadia. Les compres cofe la muna salia branta babolocoda. Abra macanda, barabasata brata baboloco sete. Abres compe lamina cadia. Abres combarata branta babolia. Abres cuba latua. Abres candele bocoria. Abres suma seninande. Brata cabalata branta baboria. Assessa leto compre. Even mountains in your life. Mountains in your life. You are at liberty to address them. Be thou removed. Be thou removed. Be thou removed. Eso se mande. Breketa la baboro kose nai. Ela masanda babori bakata. Abrasanda brata baboria. Aleto sanda. Aleto menekadia.
Aneto Mansanda, Abranda Babori Bakadi, Abranda Basamalata, Brata Baboli Bakesane, Brata Babaseko Maliatata, Brata Basuma Nanana Mahala, Abrakanda Baboria, Abrakanda Babalatala, Abrakanda Baboria, Escama Seriba, Escama Kondaba, Escama Kanda Baboria, Alabasanda Brata Babodokose, Alabasebra Dababanda, Abranda Basamalata, Abranda Bakoria, Abranda Bashanda Babora, Abranda Bayetoma, Abranda Bayetoma, Abranda Basobre, Abranda Bakanda Babolatala, Abranda Bakonda Sama, Ebresco Pelamenakaya, Abranda Babolokote, Abranda Basuma, Ebresco Pelala, Abrakabalata Branda Babolata, Abranda Basobre Gedela Kaba. Abranda Basuka Balata Branda Babola, I Kapantele, Zemakadi Abranda Babola, Alabala Balabala Balaba, Cobre Sata Branda Babolata, Alala Macantalia, Alala Baborakasan, Ebrescote Kabala, Kuala Lama Santa, Abranda Babonde, Abasubria, Agabalata, Agabalata Branda Babosakata. Abrescomperada Bacadia, Alabasico Pregade la Cunda, Balato Preda Bacuda Basante la Bocoria, Alamo Santa Brada Babolote, Alata Masanta, be thou removed. Alabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabal Finally, the Bible says, arise, shine, for your light is come. That light is personal. That light is idiosyncratic. That light is particular to you. And when the Holy Ghost begins to move in your heart, He gives you a personal understanding. Something only suited for you. He calls it your light. It's on the basis of that light that He calls you to arise. The action and activity aspect of faith comes as a result of an internalized understanding that comes by inspiration. That internalized understanding is particular, is specific to you. And it's only the Holy Ghost that has the infrastructure to deal with us as individuals, specific entities. The devil doesn't have the resources to deal with you as an individual. So he deals with us in groups. Either he initiates us into a witchcraft cult and deals with us from that platform. Either he gets us to indulge ourselves and then we become men of alcohol. He deals with us. He gives us the same similar symptoms as he manages the affairs of the people that he has bound by several things. But God has the resources to deal with you as an individual. So he gives you your own light. You need your light for you to arise. It's only people that don't know the God of the Bible that believe that there's something called hopelessness, something called confusion. You don't know the Holy Ghost. He has a light for you. Your light
Your light is come. Do you know that I was born in Stamara? Until that scripture came, as for thee, this is my covenant with you. I have put my words in your mouth, and in the mouth of thy seed, and in the mouth of thy seed's seed. And I figured that if God was able to put his word in my mouth, he'll find a way to bring it out. It was my light. That inspiration may not have anything to do with you, but it was my light. And when that light came to me, my ability to rise beyond the stranglehold of stammering was administered. He deals with us based on light. The light he makes available. Not community light, but your personal light. Your light is come. There are lights that he sheds for a company of people. That's not my emphasis. I'm talking about your own light. Arise, shine. For thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. It means when the light of God shines inside of you, it will occasion a glory. There's a glory that is in view. If I walk according to that light, I'm going to manifest that glory. And that was why I was asking if you know your grandfather. Because if he received light at all, there was supposed to be a glory he was supposed to walk in. And if you cannot trace him to glory, it means he was without light. Meanwhile, the diagnosis said to the law, that is, we check as far as the law and the testimony. If they speak not according to these words, it is because there is no light in them. You can always trace a man that has light. In the lineage, his own destiny is different. In spite of the warfare, the attacks, the things appearing to you in your dream, your own case will be different because of access to light. The moment you begin to see yourself in the congregation, in the community, you will see yourself corporately without knowing yourself individually. You have no light. Your life is going to be, it will just pass by, it will slip by. But when your light comes, you will discover that you are a departure. You are a departure from the expectation in the family. You are a harbinger. A trap that holds glory. And it will be by reason of your rising that the name of that family will be known. Your light is come. Your light is come. That's what I came to tell you this evening. I came to tell you boldly, because while we prayed yesterday, was it yesterday? I felt the heavens, I felt a shift in heaven. After that shift in heaven, I knew there was going to be a physical sign. Was it yesterday or day before yesterday? Day before yesterday, there was a shift in heaven. And God gave the sign. It was clear. I came to say your light has come. And upon any man that light shines, there is a glory. There is a glory. There's a glory that will be revealed. There's a glory. Because there's an aspect of the kingdom that is attractive. That is attractive even to Gentiles. It will be the result of that glory that will occasion an attraction. God wants to make you an attraction. And so there's an allocation of glory that is to be expressed through your life. For that reason, he gives you your light. You will not walk in darkness. In the name of Jesus. In this same hour where there seems to be confusion worldwide, it will be an incubation period for you. Because the light of the Lord is going to visit with you. And you are going to begin to see beyond the scope of impossibilities that which God intends to begin to do. Arise, shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. At this time in my career, it's a time for consolidation. But the light of the Lord came. And what I understood by that light was, it is time to resign. And anytime you walk in the light of the Lord's light, there is a glory that you have activated. A program has been initiated that will not stop running until it leads to glory. There's something called your light. How I wish, maybe if the Lord, if the burden comes, we will talk about light. But I don't know. Let's just continue and God will help us in the name of Jesus. But I tell you today, your light is come. Your light is come. And there is a glory that is in view. And the name of the Lord will be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name.